This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. It's been more than 8 years since the city of Austin bought a 20-acre property near the intersection of I-35 and St. John's Avenue. The site used to house a Home Depot store. Today, the building sits vacant, and it got one of our listeners wondering, when is the city going to do something with it? KUT's Saeed Hassan explores what's next for the property.
So I'm inside the old Home Depot parking lot just off of 35 and St. John's Avenue. There seems to be some construction crews around doing work. There are lots of metal pipes laying around the parking lot. I don't think I've ever seen this many trash cans in my life.
Full disclosure, I later learned that those green plastic bins are not trash cans. They're City of Austin compost bins. They're being stored at the old Home Depot, enough of them to take up almost half of the parking lot. For the past several years, that's what this site has been used for, storing a bunch of the city's stuff.
We just need to repurpose what this space can represent.
This is BJ Taylor. She's been a resident of the St. John neighborhood since the 90s. I met Taylor at the old Home Depot site along with one of her neighbors, Julie Weeks. I asked them what they'd like to see the city do with the property, and they had something really specific in mind, an indoor swimming pool.
A lot of kids in our neighborhood don't know how to swim. We feel like that's a life skill that kids need to grow up and know how to do. And so one of the things that we're hoping is that here with the Home Depot facility, this parcel of property, that an indoor swim facility could be constructed by the City of Austin.
Weeks is president of the St. John Neighborhood Association. For years, the group has called for more parks and recreational spaces in the area. In 2010, the swimming pool at the St. John Park next to the Home Depot was shut down for, quote, structural code violations. Visit the park today and you'll find an empty pool, an open field, and not much else.
We're eager to have the city help us to expand the area of the park, including the green space behind the old Home Depot. But again, to have access to a swim facility right here would give huge opportunity for families that live in this area.
Along with the old Home Depot site, the city also owns an old car dealership next door. In total, it's about 20 acres of prime real estate along the I-35 frontage road. Years ago, there was talk of converting the space into a municipal court or a police substation, but those plans didn't pan out. Well, after years of waiting, we finally have an update.
We're going to work to put a resolution in front of the city council in December.
Austin City Council member Greg Kassar.
To ask that the city manager put forward a new process, a community visioning process for what we can do at that site.
Kassar represents Council District 4, which includes the old Home Depot. He says the city's dragged its feet on taking action since it bought the land.
We can't just leave it sitting there right now, essentially gathering dust and mold and holding city trash cans. That's not respectful to that community. It's not the right thing for us to do.
Before the city can move forward with redevelopment, Kassar says it's likely that the old building will need to be torn down.
You know, with that realization comes the opportunity for us to do something else.
We don't know what that something else will be just yet, but whatever goes up on the site, Kassar says it's important to respect the history of the neighborhood. The St. John area dates back to the late 1800s, when the St. John Regular Baptist District Association bought more than 300 acres of land there. The group of African American religious leaders opened a school and an orphanage. Then came the Great Depression. The association decided to divide the land into individual plots and sold them to families who needed a place to build their homes.
It was a place where African Americans, who were mostly sharecroppers and farmers, they actually could own property that was theirs.
That's Reverend Daryl Horton with the Mount Zion Baptist Church on East 13th Street. It's one of many churches that is part of the St. John Regular Baptist District Association today.
There are not a lot of people who understand, again, that since the 1930s, there were original plots that were purchased there by African Americans, and some of those families are still living there today.
When we talk about historically black spaces in Austin, Horton says the conversation often turns to East Austin. During segregation, the city's 1928 master plan relegated black and brown residents to the area east of I-35. Much of the St. John neighborhood is east of 35, but Horton says its historical significance tends to fly under the radar. I asked him how the city could redevelop the old Home Depot site to best serve St. John residents while respecting the neighborhood's history.
I think you just have to find out what the needs are, but then also make sure that whatever goes up, that the recognition of what used to be there.
He says that could mean naming a future building or park after one of the neighborhood's founding figures. Whatever the future holds, residents like B.J. Taylor are just happy that things are moving forward.
It's important. If you have roots and you have want to dig in and have some more roots and be proud of where you are, then you do something. You don't do nothing.
Taylor and other St. John residents will be watching when the case heads back to City Council in December. Saida Hassan, KUT News.
There's much more in our AT Explained series at atexplained.org. That's atexplained.org. You can ask your question. Actually, you can vote in the latest voting round for the next story we'll investigate for AT Explained. That's atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.